The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
Friday. What are we doing over here?
I'm trying our best, and I appreciate the workers who care.
And we do.
You can try mine too if you want. Hey. It's just not going to work.
Well, you don't know.
If I give you mine, then what am I going
to
do?
Thanks, Megan. Try. I don't know. Yours, you. I guess you need. You two don't. Thank you for trying, though. Honestly,
that's. I just like to.
Dylan
dog life.
Forgot to put his glasses on this morning, which to me is just proof you don't need glasses.
No, I need them so bad. But
you need glasses. How do you forget your glasses?
I started driving, and when I started driving, I was like, what the heck is going on? Like, why? Is it foggy out? What's happening?
Right.
And I couldn't piece it together for at least 5 minutes. Literally, I did not notice for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
But I was like, this is brutal. Like, what is wrong with the road? And then finally, I was like, oh, yeah. I wear glasses.
A couple of years ago when we were traveling through Europe, because I'm an international traveler, Dylan, we were in Nice, France, during the France the heat wave, the like record-setting heat wave. It was like 48 degrees. And I was convinced that I had sunburnt my eyeball.
Oh, that can happen.
I didn't know if it could or not. So I was like looking it up online. Can you sunburn your eyeball? Because it was so hot because my eyes were so blurry.
Mm-hmm.
But just one eye. So I thought, how did just one eye get sunburned, but the other one didn't? Isn't that interesting? Was I sleeping with one eye open? Maybe. I don't know.
Could happen, I suppose.
For 2 days, I kept telling my fiance, I think I sunburned my eye. Something's wrong with my left eye. I just can't see out of my left eye. And then she looked at me and looked at me closer and looked at me closer. And then she put her finger up to my eye and her finger went right through my glasses. My lens had fallen out at some point.
Oh, my God.
For 3 days. I'd been walking around with only one lens in my glasses and the other lens was gone. And I'm trying to convince myself I had sunburnt my eye.
That's funny.
I had no awareness that I was missing a lens for 3 days.
Yikes.
Pretty silly.
So everybody comes here to try and help Dylan. Robbie first, then Megan. Say, here, you can try to wear my glasses to see if they work. I'm like, what are the odds that that's going to happen?
Well, I mean, I'm not a optometrist,
yeah.
But I imagine that there's only so many.
Well, I imagine there's more than two.
Of course, but what? I mean, the chances, maybe.
I can lend you mine. Then I'm in jeopardy here. I don't know what I'm supposed to do without mine now.
Oh, you need to clean yours.
That's the thing. How come I didn't know my lens was missing?
What's happening
when
with
you
yours?
Clean your glasses? I can't. Well, they're trifocals.
Oh my gosh.
They'll do that to me. Yeah, they'll do that, Dylan.
Whoa,
oh, no.
That to me too.
That's hard.
Yeah.
That's how you live?
That's how I live. Yep.
Wow.
Three levels of looking.
That's really different.
Yeah.
Who has the worst vision out of the three of us now?
Pepper has to.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to have trifocals.
Yeah, there's so many visions happening for him.
Through here is there, down here is another one.
Each one of his personality has their own vision.
Oh, boy.
It's very weird.
Aw.
Oh, Dylan, you can't beat that. Goodbye, everybody.
Oh, man.
Well done. Welcome to the Pepper and Dylan Show. It is Friday, so who the heck knows what's going to happen. We have a total from yesterday's 50-50 in the first 3 days.
Yeah, wow.
We've really killed it, haven't we, over there?
Yeah, doing really good.
Things are really good. We are not selling tickets to the 50-50 today. Taking a day off, back at it on Tuesday, but we are at an all-time high for the first week of 50-50. What is it?
Oh, it is
total.
$14,000.
Holy.
$10.
14. So, wow. Okay.
14 grand. Week one.
$14,010.
That's really good.
After 3 weeks. That is good.
Three days.
Yes. So that's a pace of a lot, you know? I mean, it's going to be great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we're out 50. So we're out 15 times.
Yeah.
Is that right? So we've only gone out a third of the time.
Right.
So you multiply that number by five.
Yeah. But it's not because they get bigger every time.
Right.
The last week is insanity. So you're going to stand to win a lot with the citywide 50-50. But we're taking a break today. We're not selling citywide 50-50 tickets. Like we said, back again at it on a Tuesday when I think it'll be Megan and Jeff will be out. Megan and Jeff will be out on Tuesday, right?
Perfect. Mm-hmm.
Selling 50-50 tickets. So that means that gives us a few openings for the Pepper and Dylan sidewalk sale.
Yeah, we need to get those
in. Got
to
get some tables given away for the sidewalk sale. So if you want to be part of that, which is on May 11th, and we will be selling 50-50 tickets at the sidewalk sale.
Yes.
Game 3 is tonight. That long forgotten about game 2. That's a distant memory, except for the ceremony of the Robbie Stress playoff stress punch board here.
Oh, boy.
That number 2, that game 2 board is looking like it's ready to be punched, Robbie.
It is.
Robbie's going to have to put his fist right through that thing.
It's gonna hurt.
Everybody's worried about him.
Why, Robbie, I was so excited yesterday because I thought I was going to get the punch.
I know, but the thing is, with normal drywall, the studs are what, 16 inches?
16s, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
These ones are like 4.
Yeah. Mm.
So it's way harder to punch through.
You might want to get my glove from my car.
I know.
Just so you don't rip your hand open.
I know.
Yeah.
Because I need you this weekend for Grandma Rosie's ginger ale. Yeah. I can't have you out of rip it. Rip
putting
open
it
hand.
Together with one hand.
No, I don't need that. Don't break your hand, Robbie.
Please.
I need you.
Okay. Okay. I think I have enough rage in me to get through it.
No, you gotta, we were hoping that it would carry over until today.
I'm just going to watch that overtime goal.
Yep.
I'm going to watch a couple of those goals from last game.
Right. Get your blood boiling all over again. So the Robbie ceremony of punching the playoff stress board will be happening here this morning. Big day, Dylan.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
Tell me if I should believe Robbie or not. I'm having a hard time. This text message from Robbie. I got to scroll there. Let me find it.
I would never lie.
So I can't tell. 19 years of working together, Robbie, and I still can't tell when you're being serious or not. So needs a little bit of background. Okay, follow along with me. Stop me if you have any questions, okay?
Yeah.
So Robbie and I, for the past couple of years, Robbie has come over to my house where we've watched an Oilers playoff game on my deck. We lug the TV out. We hang it on the deck. We sit. We have a barbecue and we watch the game.
Yep.
Now, today's it's like going to be like 9 degrees. It's going to be cold.
Right.
But Robbie says we got to do it today because
just in case
he's going to be out of town next weekend. And we don't know if there'll be another opportunity to do this.
Yeah, you
knock
never
on wood.
Know.
We hope there will. Right. Okay.
We hope there will.
So we've got to do it today because we don't want to do it during the middle of the week. You know, the geese games are late and you got to get up early, et cetera. Okay.
Okay.
And then he said, who's coming? I said, I don't know. Who do you want to come? Who do you want to invite? He says, I've got a couple friends. Okay. So we all know about these Robbie friends, but they all feel like somewhat of a veiled mystery. Right.
Yes.
And none of Robbie's friends. Well, I want to say none of them go by their name. All of Robbie's friends go by like 3 different names.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like one minute it's their birth name. The next minute it's a different nickname. Then it's a nickname with an initial. And we never know who he's talking about. We never know if he's talking about the same person, if he's making a person up, or if it's this entire different group of people. Until I went to his friend's wife's birthday party. And all of Robbie's friends were there. Robbie wasn't. You were away in the mountains.
Yeah, I think there's a way doing something, yeah.
But I was at that birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like being surrounded by 24 Robbies. Like that somebody had printed a bunch of Robbies off on a 3D printer. There were just Robbies all over the place. And it was a wild, lovely time. But I couldn't get anybody straight because they were all introducing themselves with different names.
Like nicknames.
Yeah, like somebody would say, hey, this is my friend B. And then he'd say, what's up, I'm Belly. And then they're like, hey, have you already met Tubbs or something? And I'd be like, yeah, that's the same guy? What are you doing? I have no idea what they're talking about. So Robbie, earlier this week, and Robbie knowing that we know that about Robbie, right?
Right.
That he's got this mystery ragtag group of friends that he's had since high school, and he's always got the weirdest stories about them.
Some of them, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
His friend group growing up, Dylan, makes our friend group look like the most boring group of... They always did the weirdest... Like, they're sleeping in trees.
You had a friend bite a head off a bird once.
That is true. That was the weirdest thing I've ever seen. Jamil. He bit the head off a bird at a house party. It was bizarre,
man. We all have
those
friends that bite bird heads.
Anyway, so Robbie shows me... He takes a picture earlier this week of the food he's going to bring. I'm bringing 12 whitetail jalapeno cheddar smokers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, great. Mm. That looks awesome.
They're really good.
He follows it up with this message. I've invited Belly and B. They may bring Jax, Bean, and Willie.
Yes.
I haven't heard of any of these people. I don't know who Belly and B are. I don't know about Jax and Bean and Willie.
Did you meet them at the party or you don't know?
I have no idea, right? Because they all go by like 9 different nicknames.
Okay.
So... I don't know, recognize these names, but at the same time, I mean, they're Robbie's friends. Robbie could very well know a Belly and a Bean.
Of course, you're my best friends.
And a Belly and a Bean, a Bean and a Willie. I mean, sure, I wouldn't put it past Robbie of knowing these people. I wouldn't put it past it all being one person.
Jared is questioning your whole story here and saying, well, what about your friends? One-armed Ben?
Yeah, big, tall Jeff.
One-legged Ben.
Oh, it's one-legged.
One-legged Ben, big, tall Jeff.
Okay.
And Jake in Sherwood Park.
Yeah, you got a lot
none of whom you believe that I exist.
No. Still not to this day.
But they've got these weird nicknames, okay? And you're right. Yeah, one-legged Ben's an odd nickname, except it's not. It's how we differentiate him from any other Ben. He's got one leg.
Yeah, last name would work. You don't have to go to his disability.
Like, we got a lot of cams, so we have Wilson. We have Mahomes.
Right? I'm not going to his disability. I didn't say he's missing a leg. I said he's got one leg.
Okay, fair.
That's an ability for him, okay? Not highlighting his disability. Okay, so anyway, I don't know if these are real people, but he has invited just his own group of friends to my house.
Yes.
Or if he's pulling my leg and just acting like he's invited a bunch of people to my house.
And it's just you and him?
And yes, I don't know. Aww. I don't know if these are real people that Robbie's bringing or he's just like trying to stress me out that we'll be hosting many more people than I thought.
Well, I was trying to feel you out to see what the reaction would be.
But you know my reaction's always going to be, I don't care, do whatever you want.
Right, right.
Even though deep down I might not feel that way, I'm never going to give you that impression.
I just want to make sure because I know Jackson Bean will eat a couple burgers.
I don't know who Jackson Bean are. I don't even know if they're real.
They sound like food to me. When I heard the names, I was like, is he talking about like
Jack Daniels,
a bean dip?
Yeah, like, I don't know what he's talking about because of all of these random nicknames and stories of them trying to get in the St. Albert Gazette crime page.
Well, how much?
All these stories is because they all grew up together.
That was just my friend Ganzo.
Okay, it's in there and he's got a Ganzo.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
See, but you need to know for sure. So how much to buy, right?
Exactly. So what I did is I responded. With, well, geez, I guess I'll make like four racks of ribs and what, like 18, 24 burgers? As if for him to go like, no, I'm just joking.
Right.
But he's like, okay, well, I've heard back from some of them, but not all of them yet. So I don't know what's going on. Is this a showdown to see who's going to cave first? Am I buying four racks of ribs and two dozen burgers to entertain people that I don't even know if they exist? No.
And this is weird because didn't Robbie just make you have a party in the first place?
Yes, pretty much. Okay. Because he won't be here next weekend.
Pepper proposed it, and I confirmed it.
I proposed. Do you want to come over and watch the game on the deck?
Yes.
We did last year. Yeah.
You wanted to invite Terrence because, and I wanted to just hang out.
Is Terrence even coming?
He's going to be late.
Yeah. It was supposed to be at least Terrence. I'm like, I know that Belly and B know Terrence.
Okay.
So does Jackson Bean.
Okay. I don't know.
I don't know if Willie knows Terrence.
Do these people even exist? Just be honest.
They're 100% real people.
Are they coming to my house?
B and Willie are in Banff.
Okay.
So they cannot come. Okay. I'm still waiting to see if Belly's going to bring Jackson Bean. But Belly said he's coming, and he said, should I bring wings? What should I bring?
Do these people have real names?
Is Wings like he's bringing food or a buddy named Wings?
Yeah.
No, Wings.
Yeah, I don't know.
Good question.
Yeah, old potato salad will be there, and I have no idea what they are they are.
So Belly is Ryan Belrose.
Okay.
So he's a real human being.
Yeah.
Jax is Jackson Belrose.
Okay.
His son.
Okay. Okay. His son.
And Bean is his daughter, Melina.
Okay. So is it kids that are coming or Bean? Adults? What's happening?
Couple kids. I said they could come too.
Oh, okay.
So they're not even my buddies.
Robbie, I said the kids could come. No problem.
Wow.
Pepper will buy a trampoline for them because I sold his other one without him knowing.
But it's looking like we need to invite more people.
Or these, it is?
Or all the food
you are you guys going to give out invites to the party today? Are you going to give some out?
I would hate for all the work Pepper does today, cooking
but
in the kitchen.
But I don't have to do the work if you would just...
would go to waste.
Yeah.
So okay. I'm just trying to fill up the guest list. That's all.
Fill up the guest list?
I didn't know there was one.
I also heard Waddles is in town.
Okay, good.
And I haven't seen him in decades.
Where did Waddles come from? Were you guys making fun of the way he walks?
He does walk funny. Yes.
Hey, I want to be Waddles. You guys say I Waddle.
You do.
Hey, what? Are you bringing anybody?
Just my fiance who lives with me.
Okay,
she'll be there.
But the kids too. I thought that's why I told Jackson
kids?
The Bean to come. Yeah,
we don't know if her kids will be there or not.
Oh.
It's not her weekend, but they might want to come anyway. I don't know.
Oh. I'll let Bean know.
Okay. To pass it along to Belly and Jax or whatever. Okay, very good, Dylan.
Wild.
I don't know. I don't know how you keep them straight and you've known them since high school.
It's easier.
All right.
And I also get mad when people call them their real names.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Text message from Jill says, Pepper, what about Ryan with the rats? He's a real person.
I met him.
He's a guy. You've met him, Megan.
I've met him.
He lives in a van and he has rats as pets.
I
understand how hard it is to believe that.
You guys have wild stories. I got Casino Steve.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
There'll be chips at my house tonight, Robbie.
Oh, what kind? What flavors?
Chips. Rice chips.
Robbie says, can we have rice chips?
I'm bringing three different varieties.
You're not eating regular chips anymore?
Oh, I am, but I'd love to eat more, so you can eat more rice
chips.
Don't
worry, Robbie, I'll bring chips for your party that you're throwing at my house.
I'm sure Belly will appreciate that.
Robbie's invited all of his friends to my house to watch the game tonight.
That's kind of you, Robbie.
You guys coming? You guys should come. Megan, you're coming, right? Bringing all your roommates?
Roommates? What?
Street team, maybe?
I actually can't come tonight.
That's okay. That's okay.
One of the roommates is doing a performance.
What kind of performance?
She's entered a singing competition at a brewery.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, good luck to her.
Yeah.
No.
Anybody else you want to invite there, Robbie?
I have a list.
Okay.
I'll keep reaching out.
Okay.
I was honestly going to invite because Nubs and Timmy Toes.
Okay.
Timmy Toes, what?
Nubs and Timmy. You know Nubs and Timmy Toes.
I know the legends of them. Yeah, I think.
Yeah,
I can't even remember which ones
Tim,
I've met.
You okay. Got it.
Yeah. Yeah, we know them.
Okay. Oh. Robbie's invited all of his friends to my place to watch the game tonight at 8 o'clock.
Well, are you inviting any of your friends?
No, there's no room now. Robbie's nice. Friends have taken them all, taken it all good, in. Yeah.
I haven't been in St. Albert in a while, so it'll be nice to catch up with
people. Get the gang together.
I said I was going to do something after work. He said, you can't. You got to get the ribs and get them on the smoker. I'm like, okay, sorry, Robbie.
I appreciate
it. It's like I'm catering the event, Dylan.
That's nice.
It feels like that's all that's
happening. It's a tradition, though.
That you come to my house and watch the game?
It was fun last year.
And then we followed up with Robbie's favorite show, Just for Laugh Gags.
Oh, yes. Nice.
I've got a whole PVR full of them still from when Robbie lived with me because it still records every single time it's on.
Yeah.
The whole PVR is just full of them.
I love that you keep them for the one time a year he comes by.
I can't record anything else, man. It's full, the whole hard drive.
Oh, they're so good.
It's full of Just for Laughs gags.
This is going to be a party.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait.
So Dylan's upset that there's an A&W conference in San Diego and he wasn't invited.
I just found out that there's the National A&W Convention's taking place right now, San Diego. And because Tina put it up on her Facebook. And I feel hurt.
Right. Like Tina is like the local kingpin of A&W here, and she's the one that visits us, and we have a friendship with her, yeah.
I feel like I give so much to A&W.
Robbie's got a tattoo of the A&W root beer on his backside.
Right?
Right?
Big one.
Like, that should be his admission plus one, you being the plus one, Dylan.
Of course.
To the A&W convention in San Diego.
But I eat it so often.
Yes.
It's
true.
You would think that the national convention, they would bring me up on stage as like, you know how they have those motivational speakers?
Yes.
I'd be like, and I just keep eating it. And I eat it, and I could motivate everybody.
Right, yeah.
I find it odd that they didn't invite me. That's all.
Megan over there is doing us all a favor, or at least certainly me a favor, and anybody else who's looking for a show to binge. I have seen it. I have scanned past it. I have watched the preview. I have investigated how many seasons and episodes there are. Mm-hmm. I've done everything but press play on Netflix, Baby Reindeer.
I'm this
close. Megan is here saying, drop what you're doing and watch Baby Reindeer. Okay.
Do it.
Why?
It is. So first of all, let's just preface that the guy who plays the main character in the show, it's his real life. Mm-hmm. This happened to him, the whole thing.
What?
I don't want to give away too much other than the fact that he gets a stalker.
Yeah.
Dealing with a female stalker, a man is forced to face a dark, buried trauma.
Exactly. And it's, oh my gosh, every single episode, the way that it ends, you think, how is there more episodes after this? How does it keep going?
Right.
This is absolutely insane.
Right.
And then I guess what happened originally is that the guy who's in it, he wrote it as a screenplay.
Right.
Or not even necessarily
a
stage play.
Yep.
And then it received a bunch of awards. Netflix picked it up.
Yeah.
And then he plays the main guy.
Right.
But it's, oh my God.
And now the actor who plays the main guy has taken to social media because apparently people who are so obsessed with this show are trying to chase down the real life people
that are the characters in this
show.
Who plays Santa?
It's not a Christmas show, apparently.
It's not festive.
I don't know why they call it Baby Reindeer. I know nothing about it. And it's one of those ones that's tough because which one do you prefer, Dylan, when you're looking for a new show on Netflix and the clip starts? Do you prefer when it's just a clip of a single scene or when it's a trailer about the whole show or the
trailer?
You like the trailer better. It gives you a better idea, right?
Yeah.
When you sit and it starts to play just the scene, you're like, oh, it looks good, but I don't have the context to know all this.
Mm-hmm.
Eight episodes, seven. Seven, yeah, seven.
Right
episodes.
Now, it sits this baby reindeer.
Yeah.
Not a Christmas show?
No. Sorry.
100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah. It's
100%.
Yeah. Your brain will be fried after every single one. I've never been more vocal during a show, I think, in my entire life.
What kind of
roommate just kept hearing me downstairs going, "Oh my God."
Like you can't believe what happened.
Can't believe it.
And it makes
it even
more unbelievable the fact that
it's a true story
and it really happened to this person.
When you keep thinking about it, you're like, "This is insane." And you know what? In some way you might relate because he's an aspiring comedian.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
But that's about it, or at least I hope so. That's all you'll relate to.
I know nothing about it. I know that my thumb has hovered over the play button on it. And I'm like, I got too many things going on. I don't know. It's hard to commit to a brand new show without knowing anything about it.
And with the Oilers playing.
That's another one.
Can they just win the Stanley Cup tonight?
That way we can all get right to this baby reindeer show?
Yes. No. That's
not
possible.
It's going to be another month, 2 months.
At least, yeah.
All right.
Robbie, when do you want to punch the wall? When is the wall punching ceremony happening?
I would say as soon as possible.
As soon as possible?
Because it might take me a few goes.
Okay, really? You don't think you'll go right through the wall here?
I'm hesitant. It's been a while since I punched a wall.
I just showed Megan your punch hole.
It's big.
It's big.
It's really big.
The inspiration behind the punching board?
Yeah, it's because he didn't think it was still there. It's there.
I was like,
I know.
With that kind of force and anger, you'll definitely be able to go through this wall. But again, he's cooled down.
You might have to tease him a little like yesterday. His sisters used to.
Yeah, we'll do that. Okay.
Spray Windex in my eyes?
Yeah.
Jerks.
I've got spray deodorant. I can put that in your face.
Okay, so watch Baby Reindeer, according to Megan. Dylan should be at the A&W, what is it, the A&W convention?
Yeah.
Text and miss. Party at Pepper's tonight.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
Text message says, "Hey, is the first chance to play for $20,000 at 7 o'clock? Sure is.
What?
$20,000 sound every hour today. We have taken control of this starship and decided we're going to start at 7. It was scheduled to go from 8 to 6 every hour. Nah, that ain't every hour. Neither is 7 to 6, to be honest with you. But it's more every hour than 8 to 6.
Yeah.
So we added an extra hour, Dylan.
Yeah,
so
code word
coming up in a handful of minutes. All right?
Yep.
$14,010 after 3 days with the Citywide 50-50. That is the best first week start we've ever had with the Citywide 50-50, so thank you for that. Who's this, Robbie?
This is Kempton.
Hi, Kempton.
Kempton has a question.
What's your question, Kempton?
Hello?
Hi, Kempton?
Oh, that's not Kempton.
It's not Kempton?
No.
Oh, who's this?
This is Armand from St. Albert, and I want to tell you, Pepper, we're having snowflakes.
What? Whoa!
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Are you kidding me?
Here in Grandin and San Albert, we're having snowflakes.
Oh, how? No. What are you doing?
Is it snowing where you are?
Yeah.
Look out the window of your car. Is it snowing where you are?
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding. I guess that's another tattoo.
Oh, no, it's not another tattoo. I already lost the no snow guarantee. I can't lose it twice.
Isn't that hard to believe?
You're close to losing it twice, though. You have a tattoo due date of Tuesday morning.
Yeah, there's something to do with that.
Sunrise Tuesday.
Hang on a second. It's snowing in St. Albert right now?
It's snowing in St. Albert.
In Stony Plain.
Did you not hear that there's snowflakes?
Griesbach, Castle Downs.
We're getting snow this morning?
Yeah.
Huh.
But the forecast doesn't call for that. And I'm using the good app you told me to use. Are you sure?
I am sure. Anyway, I just wanted to let you know.
You didn't have to.
Love you.
You could have just.
Love you.
All right. Have a good morning. Enjoy your weekend. Love you. See you later.
Bye.
Okay, here's the. I don't get a second neck tattoo because of this, do I?
No, you've already lost.
I lost fair and square. I lost the no snow guarantee. I said it wasn't going to snow. Not even a week later, it snowed.
Yes, you've punishment. Already lost.
I entered into that agreement, into the no-snow guarantee, not knowing what the punishment was until Dylan said it was a neck tattoo.
Ah.
And I have until, when did you say? Tuesday, right?
Tuesday around sunrise.
Do you remember the punishment if he does not?
The punishment is subject to Dylan making it worse.
Okay. Oh, that's awesome.
Okay, but here's the thing.
No, there is no thing.
No, there is. But there is a thing.
There's not
I
a
want
thing.
You to hear me out on the thing.
Robbie,
okay?
He's trying to give a thing.
Failure to follow through on the terms will result in a potentially more severe punishment determined by Dylan Wojcik. Okay. He has the power.
Okay, but can I tell you what the thing is?
Is it going to be a neck tattoo by Tuesday?
Here's the thing.
I don't want to know the thing.
The tattoo is, the design has been sent. It has been roughed in. The artist who is going to apply the neck tattoo is ready to do it. However, the Monday is the day off. It's Don't Cry Tattoo. He's a really nice guy. He's in St. Albert.
Okay.
He's got this cute little studio in downtown.
Should get it today then, probably.
He's not available. His first appointment is on Wednesday.
Nope.
For me.
Too bad.
Because he takes the 30th. How many days? Yeah. So he takes the Tuesday, 30th, the off. So I'm booked in for Wednesday.
Oh, that's bad.
And I messaged him, and I said, hey, I wasn't sure when we were planning to do this, but, and I said, text me instead. Sorry, let me get, and then skip over to our texts here. Hang on.
Robbie, can you read it again? Because I don't think he's following.
Well, you had 2 weeks, exactly 2 weeks from the time you lost your bet to get this tattoo.
Right.
Or failure to follow through with the terms will result in a potentially more severe punishment determined by Dylan Wojcik.
Here's what he wrote. My next available to openings are May 1st, 5th, 8th, and 16th. Let me know if any of those work. And I said, it'll have to be the 1st, I guess. My deadline is the 30th, but I can plead for an extension.
Mm-mm.
But then this is what he said. He said, 30th is my day off, but I can work as long as it's not taking too much time. So I guess I'll take the 1st off instead. I don't want to, but I can. Please don't make me do that. Oh, please. Come on. I only get so many days. I could read the whole text, Dylan, but... So I've booked it.
No.
I'm going to go through with it.
No.
I don't want to make him come in on his day off to do this.
You've had 2 weeks.
I was going to go last weekend, but it was the tattoo convention. He wasn't available to do it.
He was available all week.
This was his first availability.
Robbie, this is how he gets out of everything.
Yeah. I'm not trying to get out of it.
Apparently, Pepper watched 4 hours of football draft yesterday.
He wasn't available yesterday.
He could have gone to anyone else. There's a ton of people.
He's the guy that said he wants to do it for me.
A lot of people would do it.
He's a local guy. He's in St. Albert. I thought I would
do you know that any tattoo place would want to do it for you?
He said he'd do it for free. He was the first one. It was nice of him to reach out, right?
Listen, I understand. Maybe
I'm booked to do it.
We can give
him
a little bit of grace on this.
Bailing out. It's just I don't want to make him go in on his day off. I would feel awful.
This is a disappointment.
I'm already going to feel weird when it comes to payment time because I don't know if he's like giving it to me or if I'm got to pay at the end of it. I don't know.
Well, if he's offering it for free, then that's pretty free.
Well, yeah, but it was kind of.
I'd give him a nice tip.
Ones I don't know. We just kind of tiptoed around it. I'm not sure.
Dylan, you do have the power
to
punish
him. It feels like you should pay for it, to be honest with you. I wouldn't be getting this if it weren't for you.
Punishment says that Dylan gets to do the tattoo. My girlfriend has a tattoo gun.
She's going to apply the tattoo?
I'll do it.
I'll get my own neck tattoo from this guy. He can come in. Is she a tattoo artist? Because it seems like you should have brought that up in the beginning.
Well, she could do it, yeah.
She could do this one?
Yeah.
Isn't that neat?
Yeah.
She's really something, isn't she?
She is. She's
really happy for you.
Thanks, buddy.
So what? What do we do here?
Listen, I understand because things happen.
He said he'll come in on his day off.
Robbie, he had 2 weeks.
If you want him to come in on his day, but this guy's busy. He's booked up. I was only the first. You heard his schedule. He slammed over there. He's tattooing the hell out of St.
Albert. When did you ask him? Robbie, go through the text. I want you to read all the texts and make sure that he asked him.
I went and saw him before last weekend.
And he said it
was Tuesday.
Yeah, it was Tuesday. It was the day of the agreement.
And he said, I have 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Can we get it done?
Yeah.
And he said, nope, I'm booked
until... He said, I can't do it this weekend because of the tattoo show. And then he said, and then I take a day off. And then so I didn't see his message on Instagram for a while. So I missed a couple appointments. But now we're set to go. But it'll be Wednesday. I can make him come in on his day off.
No,
but
you
would
know
you
me.
Want somebody to
I'm
make
not,
him come in
I'm
on
not
it?
Coming on my
exactly,
day off.
Exactly, Dylan. I'm not trying
it's
to get
not
out
for
of
me.
It.
You can still punish him a little bit, Dylan.
What's the punishment? What could possibly be the punishment of not getting a neck tattoo the day I'm supposed to?
I guess. One day when really it's gonna be
one
a lifetime
day.
Of neck tattoo. One day.
How big is the neck tattoo?
Gonna be. Is that a toonie? How big's a toonie? I don't carry cash anymore.
Toonie's like that.
Yeah? Yeah, about a toonie.
Okay.
A toonie?
Yeah, okay. About a toonie.
It's pretty big.
Yeah, I know. Because I don't have a large neck.
This says, I agree with you, Dylan. Pepper could have got his tattoo from anyone. If that guy wanted to do it for Pepper, he should have made himself available within the 2 weeks.
Should have made himself available.
Robbie, you're being too soft on Pepper.
I know, but it is going to be on him forever.
I'm not going to demand this guy change his schedule so he can give me a tattoo that I don't even want.
And I do appreciate him offering to do it.
Yeah, it was really nice of him to do it.
So that taking that into account.
He's a nice guy.
You haven't even shouted out his company yet.
I did a second ago. And then I forgot. So hang on.
Oh, this poor guy.
Don't Cry Tattoo in St. Albert. Don't Cry Tattoo. He just moved here not too long ago. He's got a nice little studio. Okay. But he's very busy. He's got a full schedule. So I don't know if he even needs me to shout it out, Dylan. He's doing us a favor. Keep that in mind. And we're going to make him come in on his day off.
That's the thing. This is,
it's not nice.
It is a bit on Pepper.
Karma.
He's not doing me a favor.
No, it's
he's
a bit
doing
on
you a favor.
A big favor.
No, I would say.
I'm permanently marking my neck with a tattoo. It's not doing me a favor. It's just living up to my side of the bet that I lost.
Yeah.
I'll get it done. If you need, I can tell him to come in on his day.
No,
if
he doesn't have to come in on his day.
Okay, so Wednesday, I can get it on Wednesday. I will have it Thursday morning. I promise you I'll have it on Thursday.
Thursday morning.
And here's what we're seeing. Like, good artists can be booked like a year in advance.
Yeah, it's tough, right?
So we don't need a good artist.
I wouldn't mind, to be honest with you, though. I mean, it is my body.
Well, all right.
The rules do say Pepper has final say.
Uh-huh.
And
on
if
the
wants,
design?
Yeah, and if you want to pick this tattoo artist, that's you.
All right.
Well, it's a fairly simple design. I think anybody could do it, but he's the one that offered. He heard it, and he reached out, and I was like, that's really nice of
that's
you.
Special. Yeah,
okay. So he's not working on Tuesday. Dylan, you wouldn't come in for anything on your day off.
Yeah, 100% true.
Right?
I will not deny that.
So is that okay if I get it Wednesday?
All right. All right.
But we won't see it till Thursday.
Right. But it'll be there on Thursday.
Wednesday.
I promise. Wait, I'll get it Wednesday after work.
Right?
Okay.
So we'll see
so
it
you'll
Thursday.
See it on Thursday. Yeah.
Okay.
If,
I'm telling you right now, live, if it's not here on Thursday, if there's any excuse, if this guy got COVID.
Okay.
Yeah. If anything, it's,
you're done.
Okay.
You are done.
Okay.
Yeah?
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
I'm in on Wednesday.
You better hope he doesn't get COVID or something.
Right.
Or you'll have to do a drop-in somewhere.
Just a drop-in tattoo somewhere?
Yeah. Drop-in neck tattoo.
You can bring your girlfriend in with her tattoo gun?
Sure.
All right.
Are you ready to get down?
This is CHBN Edmonton.
A Rogers radio station.
KISS 91.7.
Gotta let them know. Here are the top three things you need to know with Pepper and Dylan.
For the Colin Bruce Mortgage Team, 436-2511 or online at colinbruce.ca. Two L's in Colin.
All right, let's start with the three things you need to know in this segment.
Yeah.
We're going to punch a wall.
Is it time?
Yeah, we're going to punch a wall coming up.
What's he doing? What's he getting? What are you getting over there, Robbie?
Just a hand wrap. That's all.
Okay.
I can wrap my hands, right?
You got the first aid kit?
Yeah, I keep them in my car, yeah.
Okay. Just in case?
He's really nervous.
Punch a wall. Robbie, I didn't do anything. There isn't. It's just a wall.
It could be bad, and he doesn't want to hurt his wrist because he had hurt wrists from when he did that accident on the rollerblades.
When I was rollerblading, I've been dealing with that.
It's never the same since that, right?
No.
Yeah.
No.
All right. This is the playoff stress wall, Robbie's playoff stress wall.
Ew.
I built it last weekend. I brought it in. What's ew? What?
He just... It's a used one,
well,
almost.
It's not used. They're very old.
Okay.
So it literally just disintegrated.
It's not really
it
help.
Just puffed just out. There was nothing
knuckle.
To it.
Megan, for the first time, saw the original punch from a couple of years ago that inspired us to make this wall. It's a pretty big hole, right, Megan?
Rob is a big, strong boy.
Yeah, so this is when the Oilers lose a game. He punches the wall. He didn't have to do it after game one, obviously. So the ceremony was just putting a sticker on it.
We got to get the lights on. We got to always see this in action.
We're going to full punch. We're going to get it in video. The whole thing.
Okay.
The game
we're doing
to
it now?
Swear.
Well, it's coming
we'll
up.
Get punched.
First,
in
we got a couple
minutes.
Stories.
Okay,
here.
What do you have?
Stampede, Coca-Cola Stage. They've released their lineup for 2024.
Okay.
Some of these you may know. Some of them you might not know.
I saw the list. I didn't see too many familiar ones.
Okay, so Alice in Wonderland.
Okay.
The Beaches.
Yeah.
Benson Boone, you love him.
Oh, that's that song we play.
Yeah.
I like that song so much.
You love that song.
Yes.
Billy Talent.
I know that.
Dylan Francis.
Okay.
G-Eazy.
Uh-huh.
Logic.
Okay.
Metric.
Okay.
Noah Cyrus.
Yeah.
And Orville Peck.
Okay.
Which is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Not a bad lineup.
I didn't really pay attention to that list the first time I read it at all, did I?
Maybe not. There's lots on the list that you probably don't know. It continues on. But those are some of the big names for the Coca-Cola Stage happening at Stampede. People get excited, obviously, when you get free, when it's a free concert with admission.
Yep.
And some big names come on by.
Yep.
So that will be happening. Same time it happens every year, Stampede time, then first week of July.
K-Days to follow, and K-Days has their own stage, which usually gets some pretty big names, too.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, can't wait for that. That has not been announced as of right now.
No.
But this is an announcement that's important, and it's, I mean, here it comes. It's starting Stony Plain Road, Edmonton.
Oh, no, no, no.
To
no,
fully close no, this summer.
No. What?
As construction resumes on the Valley Line LRT in the West. So starting Monday, 7 a.m., Stony Plain Road will fully close between 131st Street and 139th Street.
Is that by Southgate?
No.
Okay. 130 what and 130 where?
131st Street and 139th Street, and it's expected to last until August.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that one's big. It's a,
is that kind of by Vies for Pies?
Yeah, how are you going to get your peanut butter pies from Vies for Pies? That can't be good for them.
You're going to have to go in the back end.
The back end?
Yeah, but it's over there, and I mean, they've already had so much construction.
It's already congested
in
there,
that whole area.
Oh, no.
It's going to continue until late August.
Oh, they've started the construction on the road, like an arterial road into my street.
Oh.
Like, I've got no way to avoid it.
Right.
It's the only way in and out of my neighborhood is this road that they're going to have construction on. And if anybody knows construction in St. Albert, take their finishing date and add 2 years.
Yeah, I know.
And that's about when it's done.
But it's just starting.
St. Albert, leave it alone.
they're
it's
trying.
It's fine. Permanent, just in general, it's fine.
Permanent pavement, concrete sidewalks, streetlights, new foundation support for the LRT. It's going to last all summer.
Yeah.
And it's going to be
closed. Much needed. And once it's all done, right, we'll go like, oh, how did we live with it the way it was before? It's so much better and smoother and easier to get around. But the time, is it worth it?
Yeah.
All right.
Apparently it is. Yeah. So be careful there. Let's end with the big news.
He's who you go to when you want to know about the sports.
Oh, checking their way through another win.
He'll tell you what happened on the rink, on the field, and on the court.
Shoot, pass, score.
Coach Dylan, he's a home run.
You got it.
Coach Dylan, he won't be outdone.
Yeah.
Coach Dylan, he's number one.
Sports!
Okay, so game number 3 is in L.A. tonight. 8:30 is game time. The series is tied at 1, which means this is a best of 5 as we kick off tonight in L.A.
How's the watch party looking?
Watch parties?
Is it so? It's not sold out yet?
I don't know if it's sold out.
Pretty quick, though,
but
right?
Yeah,
$5
for $5
a ticket.
It's an awesome atmosphere.
Yep.
If you want that playoff atmosphere and can't afford a playoff game, this is for you.
For sure.
But the Oilers did lose game 2.
That's right.
And Pepper put all this time into building a wall for Robbie to be able to take out his rage.
Yeah, I appreciate that, man.
Years ago, Robbie, he punched a wall here in the studio. Uh-huh. There is a giant divot behind a curtain now.
That's why we got those curtains.
That Robbie punched into the wall because he was so mad at the Oilers. So Pepper decided he would make him an entire wall for every time that
they lost.
Free to
punch, right? Doesn't have to hold back.
Now, Robbie's concerned, and there should be concern, because it is really well enforced.
Yeah, they're studs so close together.
Yeah.
And...
well, we had to, because we know the rage that Robbie deals with.
Right.
And we didn't want him to hit it so hard that it would, like, fall backwards, and he'd fall through it.
Sure.
And, you know, the workers' comp gets involved, right?
6'2" is about the guy that he would be hitting in the face if he was punching
somebody.
Yeah,
it's pretty high up there.
Right? Yeah, game 2 is a little... it's on the higher row.
Yeah.
So game 1 has an Oilers sticker on it. That was an easy ceremony. That was a ceremony we all enjoyed. Just put a nice, quiet sticker on game 1. Game 2 now is about to be punched.
Okay, so make fun of Robbie a little. Get his rage going.
That's stupid. Nice shirt. Where'd you get it? Stupid shirt store?
Goodwill.
Oh,
they support
the
community.
You're so kind, yeah.
No. But honestly, I'm not a fighter. I'm not a puncher. I'm not good at punching.
Right. No, but you like punching things.
Well, everybody wants to punch something when the Oilers lose.
Right. And now you
it's
have
just
the
something that we.
Oh, remember when the Oilers lost, Robbie? Remember on Wednesday night when they lost?
In overtime, we stayed up late.
Oh, I remember that guy that looks like a ghost. He did stuff.
I'm doing it.
Yeah. Oh, they've got sparkles on their jerseys. How does a team with sparkles on their jerseys beat the Oilers?
A guy named Kopitar ended up winning?
Oh.
Can you say something about Drew Doughty?
Drew Doughty.
He's the best, according to them.
Will Ferrell, he's always chirping us.
He's about 6'2", Robbie, Will Ferrell.
And the games are so late,
he's getting worked up. You can see he's getting worked up.
The game start after your regular bedtime.
Oh, 8:30 tonight, Robbie!
There it is!
Thank you.
Oh,
There's a dent in the wall.
The wall has been punched.
Okay. I feel a lot better.
Thank you. All right. Hopefully he doesn't have to punch game three or game four or game five.
That would be ideal.
Just enough for me to have to replace the wall for the next series. Yeah, thanks a lot.
Yeah, sorry.
Thanks a lot, Oilers. You couldn't have swept them, right? All right. Game two has a hole in it.
They play tonight, 8:30.
Go! The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
Megan just said off the air, is it Pitbull? Now, there's somebody I'd love to sit down and pick his brain.
Yes.
You find him interesting.
I do.
Okay.
He's very interesting.
Of all the people, that's the one. You'd be like, yeah, I want to sit down with Pitbull and pick his brain. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I also just, I want to ask about all his business ventures.
Like what?
Like he owns a NASCAR team. And I want to go race fast car.
Yeah, I didn't know anything about that. Yeah. I just want to know what he smells like. We did
that
determine. Beautiful. We did. He does look like he smells amazing, right?
He does.
Or does he smell like just a little bit too much cologne, right? We had, my ex-girlfriend had met him at a meet and greet, and she said he smells clean, but not as heavy on the cologne as you might think. He does strike me as somebody who would be like, not Axe body spray, you know, like a good expensive cologne, but like one dab too many.
You want to break down Pitbull, the genius that he is, with lyrics like, your man just left, I'm the plumber tonight, let me check your pipes.
Ooh, you're the healthy type. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Well, here goes some egg white.
Ew!
I didn't say I wanted to pick his brain. Megan wanted to pick his brain.
Lyrical
I just want to smell him. I just want to walk up to Pitbull. I don't think you can do this to strangers, though, and just walk up and go... and then walk away. I think that would be weird, right? I think I'd get in trouble with security
if
I did that.
Me not working hard, picture that with a Kodak, or better yet, go to Times Square, take a picture of me with a Kodak.
Yeah.
That's going
to
be quite the interesting.
You know, when it comes to lyrical geniuses, number one, Pitbull, number two, Taylor Swift.
Sit down and chat right there. You know. Okay.
Absolutely.
Mommy got an ass like a donkey with a monkey. Looked like, what? Wow. I don't know. This is the guy you want to sit down with.
Dude, he's so cool.
You never know what you're going to get when you sit down with Pitbull, Dylan.
I suppose.
But you know you're going to figure out what he smells like. Megan, if it ever happens, please report back.
Why
does he just smell plain? Or does he just not have a smell?
No, if he smelled plain, I would be shook.
Who is the celebrity that smells the most like cologne or perfume? Like when you see them on TV.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
You think Dwayne?
Really? I thought that he'd smell like... earthy.
No, he smells cologne.
He's got his own line of men's beauty products now.
He also had shampoo.
But you think like you could smell him? Like you go like, oof, he smells good. Like the celebrity who gives off, man, you should, he's great. You like his movies, you like their shows, you like their whatever they're in, but man.
The Rocker Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds, you think smells good too?
Oh, Ryan Reynolds smells good.
Really?
Oh, something about that, man.
Margot Robbie gives off.
Smells good.
A lot of perfume. Not too much, but just like every time she walks by you, there's this whiff of magical perfume. Margot Robbie, to me, is a high quality perfume smeller.
Yeah.
Who do you think is stinky?
Pitbull went, Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet you Oprah smells good.
You think so?
Yeah. I think Oprah smells like just magic.
Really?
Yeah. You don't think Oprah smells good?
No.
I think she smells like baby powder.
Oprah?
Yes.
Really? For sure, Oprah smells
she
like
gives me baby powder.
Yes, you nailed it, Megan.
Mm-hmm.
No, if I could smell anyone, it would be Oprah.
Really?
I think so.
917-917. If you could smell anybody, who would it be?
Yeah.
David Beckham.
Oh, he smells good.
He smells good.
Yeah. He's too athletic. He would smell like sweat a lot of the time.
No, but he's
aware of it.
Takes care of it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's married to Posh Spice. Of course she's going to make him smell good.
Maybe.
Duh.
Maybe.
Have you watched that documentary?
No, I haven't.
It's
but
good.
You can't smell documentaries.
He's very type A.
Okay.
And that's why you can be like, you smell good.
What's Vin Diesel smell like, you think?
Oh, he's got cologne.
Yeah.
Gasoline.
Yeah, lots.
Pretty good there, Megan. That's pretty good. I like that one, Megan.
Random question day. It's random question day.
George Clooney. That guy smells like your dad. George Clooney would smell, tell me if I'm wrong on this, he would smell like an old cigar. What are those cigar rooms called? Humidors?
Yeah.
Yeah, those things.
Like when you open a box of cigars.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think he would smell so good.
With a little bit of like, I don't know, what's a really expensive drink that
everybody that's fancy drinks. Bourbon? Is that a thing?
Yeah, whiskey, maybe
like
sherry.
That. Something like that?
Like Fraser Crane, he drinks cherry.
That's what it would smell like. Yep.
Scotch on the rocks.
Here's Jason Statham. What does Jason Statham smell like to you?
I feel like he smells like gunpowder. You know?
Yeah, like a garage.
You think so?
Like a garage, yeah.
Like it smells like he's been working
like
all day?
Metal.
Okay.
Metal shavings.
People asking Ryan Gosling?
Ooh, what would he be?
Oh, berries.
You think he's got a fruity smell?
I think he smells has a fruity fragrance, but very good.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
I could do this all day.
Honestly, I was just thinking that in my head. I was like, if we just did this for the rest of the day, I'd have
a pretty good
Friday.
Can. Yeah.
Can associate smells with people.
Hugh Jackman?
Oh, Hugh Jackman, huh? Leather.
He's got a huge act, man.
Yeah.
You think leather.
Leather. Yeah, leather and I
picture him as a slight sandalwood mothball mix.
Mothball? How dare you?
No, it's because he's a theater kid. So that's why there's like that slight tinge, but like it's not like offensive. That's
like an old theater. Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Someone texting saying Brad Pitt would smell amazing. Apparently not, right?
I think he smells like Dookie.
Yeah.
Especially with that
Brad
personality.
Pitt?
Yeah, he's got B.O.
Yeah.
Why?
Because he's Brad Pitt and I don't think he has to do anything.
He doesn't care.
It's like, I'm not lifting my armpits for anything.
No, he doesn't. Yeah. Brad Pitt doesn't have to care.
John Stamos. What does John Stamos
smell
like?
Oh, my God. Is that a good smell?
Yeah.
John Stamos probably smells...
Like a vanilla bean candle, would you say?
No.
He would smell like so sweet and like kind of a citrus fresh smell. He smells like shower.
Fresh. Yeah.
He smells like a good ointment.
What's that? Oh, that Pert, like
Pert
mint.
Plus?
Like the guy's soap. The green.
Irish Spring.
Irish Spring.
Yeah. I think he could be an Irish Spring.
Megan, you are active in this conversation. We have found her sweet spot.
Yeah.
What
this is my
celebrities
thing.
Smell like. Seth Rogen smells like Robbie's car. All agree?
I don't smoke in my car.
Good.
Okay, yeah. He smells like pottery, actually.
He would smell like pot.
Pot.
Harrison Ford.
Ooh, interesting. I don't have a smell for him.
That's leather.
That's leather.
I'd say so.
Yeah, that's a leather.
It's 100%. So interesting that celebrities all have a smell in my head.
But, okay, what about Adam Sandler? Hot dogs?
Yeah, sandwiches.
Or pizza.
I was like, KFC.
You know that smell?
A deli.
Like, when you go into Subway.
Yes,
Subway. Subway has a smell, right? Subway and Canadian Tire, the two stores that have a smell.
Yeah.
Oh, my girlfriend had this idea the other day.
What?
I thought it would be super, super fun. We should do this eventually. But she had the idea that if we could do a blind smell test.
Uh-huh.
Of fast food bags around the city. If you could tell.
Oh, that's fun.
The fast food bag based on.
Megan.
What?
Grab my credit card. Dylan, you're doing that. You said you want to have fun this morning.
Yes, I love
having
fun.
Blindfold smell test of fast food bags.
Okay, how many should I get?
Five.
What? Five.
And am I getting the same meal from every?
Anything. Good question.
Should I do the same meal?
No spoilers.
Yeah, don't.
Similar foods.
Similar vibes?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if we can do it.
Why?
I think we all have to do the blind test. We'll pass.
You're
it.
The expert, Dylan.
Yeah.
Well, nobody knows like you.
Well,
everybody knows.
Will do it. And but then you could also do a taste one, too. See if you can match what one tastes like.
Oh, he's
what.
Already done that.
Well, I know, but we'll
he's
do it.
He's nailed
again.
Every breakfast in the city. Every
I'm
fast
just
food breakfast. He nailed
you said,
it. He went five
that's
for
what
five.
Made me remember, because Subway has such a unique smell.
Yes, Subway certainly does.
Does every fast food place
gonna
have
find
a
out.
Smell?
We're going to find out, and you're the nose that knows how to know this, Dylan.
The nose that
Megan,
knows.
On your way. Go get it done. Okay.
Uh-oh.
What the heck are we even doing?
Here's
Where are
a text
we?
Text message. Jonah Hill apparently smells amazing.
I can see that.
Well, I'm sure they all smell decent in public.
Robert Downey Jr., I would like to know what he smells like.
But not, listen, a lot of people smell them at like award shows. I want to know what these people smell like.
On their day-to-day and their regular lives?
Like if you bump into one of them when they're just doing their day-to-day stuff.
Yeah.
Take a sniff and see what happens.
But we can all admit, we all close our eyes, think of a celebrity, and think we know the smell.
Of course.
And Pitbull's the leader when it comes to too much cologne, right?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm with you on
Megan,
that.
Megan, go get some fast food. Let's see if Dylan can't tell just simply by the smell of the bag what would be in it.
Interesting.
Okay.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
Marcus just texted. I don't know what we make of this. Kings will win in L.A. Go, Kings, go.
Marcus?
What the heck, Marcus?
Marcus.
Why would you do that on a Friday? Pepper out of studio right now. Is he available?
Yeah, we got him.
Hey, Pepper.
Right.
Where are you?
Can you hear me?
Barely.
Can you hear me now?
We got you.
Because I didn't do anything different.
No, no, we got you.
Okay. Hi. So here's some observations of...
what are you doing exactly?
Okay, so you know how... It's a brilliant idea. It's pointless because I know you're going to nail it.
I hope so.
I know you're going to nail it, right? But this is, can you tell five different fast food orders simply by smelling them and where they came from, right?
Yeah.
You know, when they tell you to pull ahead and park, where do you do that? This one doesn't have a sign.
I don't know. Like,
they know, right?
They'll find
they
you. Yeah, they'll find
they
you.
Yeah. Okay. I'll head over here. So here's I'm driving around. Here's an observation.
Okay.
At some fast food, here people might, and look, not everybody's super courteous driving in rush hour, right?
Right.
A lot of people, sometimes they don't signal, they don't let people in, and some people do. At the drive-thru, it is every man for himself, man. Nobody is letting any, you know those drive-thrus where, like, you're getting into the drive-thru for, like, two directions, or
yes,
there's, like, two lanes?
Yes.
No way. No one will let somebody go first.
Heck no. I need my food.
And I think I figured out why, though.
Why?
Because they all want to take or why they should. This is why people should think about that. Here's an idea. People should be willing to let other people go in front of them,
right,
at a drive-thru more than anywhere else. Why do you think that is?
Pay it forwards.
There you go. You could be the benefactor of a pay it forward. I've already started to pay it forwards.
Have you?
And those people, yeah. Because they, okay, yeah. Because they let me in.
How much money have you spent this morning?
Dylan, I'm out of control. I need help.
I know. I'm worried about you.
Oh, you should be.
Okay.
Anyhow, okay? So, here's the plan, all right? Here's the plan. I'm waiting for the third order. Got two more places to go.
Okay, wow, okay. You're making way.
It's going to take a little while here, and I hope that's okay. And I know that everybody wants to pay off. I'm telling you, Dylan's going to get all fine. When it comes to food and the five senses of smell, taste, and taste,
right,
Dylan is the master, okay? So, but here's what I've done. And I don't know if this is to make it easier or to make it just more balanced and fair. I have ordered what I believe you would order.
Oh, okay, good.
Except for one.
Okay.
Okay. So that way, and I think that they're more like the staple items from the place. Now, you're just going to smell it. You can't touch it. You can just smell it.
Right.
But I think that, like, obviously, like, each place has its specific, what it's known for, you know?
See, I'm very concerned for a couple reasons. Now, I think I could do it if I like, walked right alongside of you and smelled originally. Yeah. But are the bags going to start to smell like each other?
So the bags, that's a good point. I've kept them separate.
Okay.
In show truck, okay?
Okay.
The concern is temperature may play a factor.
Right.
So I'm trying to do this as quickly as possible, but clearly as I'm parked here waiting for them to bring the order out to me, that's beyond my control.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So the bags, here's the thing. The bags, I'm hoping, will hold the temperature and smell better than they used to, simply because they each cost me 15 cents.
Right, yeah.
So they must be a higher quality bag. And I'll tell you right now, the truck, Dylan, it smells fantastic.
I wouldn't doubt that. What a mixture of magic.
I am so hungry in here right now. Oh. So I'm waiting for the third one to be dropped off here.
I can't even think of five. Like, I think three would be enough, no?
Yeah, no. Dylan,
yep.
Who do you think? What's happened to you, man?
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. Enough? You're my Huckleberry.
Robbie.
Yeah.
Text 917-917. Did you ever think Dylan would say three would be enough when it comes to bad food? Yeah.
No.
So, yeah, I'm just hanging out in the parking lot, waiting for an order. And then I got two more stops to make. I have two more stops to make.
Okay.
And then I'll be back. One of the stops I'm thinking about doing, I might be gone a little while just because I got it. I have an idea.
Okay.
Okay. But it's going to be fun.
How long
are you, Dylan?
Yep.
Dylan?
Yep.
Do you like fun?
I love fun, especially on a Friday morning.
Dylan, you're going to have so much fun.
Okay. Fun. Do you know when you'll be back? Just out of curiosity.
No.
Okay. We'll see you then.
Yeah, you got it.
Be safe. Take care.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Pepper's going to be back. We're going to have fun, as he says, by smelling food this morning.
I like the idea.
Yeah.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
Oh, Friday morning feels good. not going to be that warm today, but 10 degrees still. Snow in and around the city tapering off. And $20,000, your chance coming up in about 12 minutes time. Oh, we play every single hour today all the way until 6 o'clock. If nobody gets it, Monday morning, 7 o'clock, we give away a huge clue that you're going to want to listen to.
Perfect.
But we got to get through the day first. Pepper is away. He's picking up fast food.
Yeah, we got him.
Oh, you got him right now?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. Pepper, where are you?
I am driving right now. I think I'm lost.
If Robbie was out right now and it took him this long, you would be yelling.
You'll see why. You'll see why.
Oh, boy.
You'll see.
Yeah, you got a bunch of bags?
I do. I've made four stops. The fifth is coming.
Okay, this is...
Where am I? What
Pepper. Is this? He's collecting fast food for a little experiment.
Can I say something?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can I say something?
Why not?
I know, I'm not going to say it.
What do you... Just say it.
Edmonton's pretty ugly in spots.
It does look a little gross out there.
We could use some rain, yeah.
I'm on some roads that I've never been on before, and I don't think many people have. And this...
Be nice.
I'm just in it. I can't tell you where I am because... You might be able to figure out where I'm going.
Okay.
Because, again, this is all a blindfolded smell test.
Yeah.
But when you figure out where I am right now, you'll go like, yeah, it's I could use a time. Oh, no. Wow. That's just right around the corner. Oh, look at that.
You figured it out?
Yeah, I had to use maps, eh?
Okay. So 10-ish minutes you'll be back? After the $20,000 sound?
Yes, definitely. Definitely after the $20,000 sound. And you'll see why, and you'll be happy, and it'll be worth it. I'm telling you right now. Again, so I've purchased four places, fast food, so to speak.
And have you started to pay it forward at every one? You said you started two so far this morning?
Yeah. So there's four pay it forward. I can't tell you where they are, though.
No, of course.
And I don't know. Judging by the look of some of those people, I think they didn't pay. They didn't keep
it. Wait, you can't judge someone by their looks.
I think it was because one of them, there wasn't anybody behind them, which is the best place to be in a pay it forward.
Yeah.
Right.
And then the other one, I think they just wanted to pay the free food. I don't think they would pay it forward.
That's fair enough.
You don't have to. You could tell.
Okay.
Anyway, so I can't pay. Here's your hint. Oh, I shouldn't give this. It doesn't matter. You're going to nail this anyway because you're so good at smelling.
I honestly don't know. Like, I'm not trying to talk you down. I don't know if I can because I've never done this before because I've never had food sit in a bag long enough for it to make a smell.
You're faster than smell.
Yes, I really believe so.
No, you'll get this no problem.
I do have a concern, though.
Okay.
That you're going to cross-contaminate bags.
No, I've got them separate.
Yeah?
Okay, make sure you don't.
Robbie, I got you something, too.
Oh.
And Megan, I got you a little something.
Pepper, can we talk about how much money you're spending?
We sure can. Lots. I know. Conversation over.
These days you're spending too much. When do we, because we had to, what has it been now? I don't know. Like
spend
a year
money
and a half
to make money, Dylan.
Not this way. Not the way you're doing it.
I remember when we had to all get together and talk about you behind your back about your drinking. Should we talk about your money spending here soon?
You should have included me in that conversation.
Should have.
Because I had no idea you were sending me away.
No, but we did.
Yeah. Well, No. I'm good. Don't worry about it.
That's what you said about the drinking.
Yeah, you did say that numerous times.
It's just numbers. You just move these numbers around.
No.
You're good.
Oh,
yeah, boy. That's all this. Yeah.
Okay, after 9 o'clock, you'll be back in the studio. We're going to do the $20,000 sound.
Yeah,
and
I'll be back on that.
We'll do the sniff test as we're calling it.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Okay, yeah. You're going to nail it. I just have so much faith in you.
Fingers crossed.
What a friend.
I don't want to let you down.
Oh, you won't let me down. You could never do that.
Okay. You drive safe. We'll see you shortly.
All right. See you in a bit.
Bye. I love you.
Bye. Love you. Bye.
The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
8:30 this evening, game 3 in LA. Oilers back in action. Fingers crossed for a good game. Thanks for tuning into the Pepper and Dylan Show. Pepper's been away for the better part of an hour.
Yeah.
He's out getting fast food. Pepper, he's on the line?
Apparently he's close.
Where are you, Pepper?
Two minutes away.
Oh, wow.
That's what map says.
What is you're using maps to get 2 minutes from here?
Yeah. I don't want to get... Dylan, I don't know my way around. Gone are the days of getting lost. You know, the good old days.
Yeah.
By the way, I don't know when the next mayoral election is, but vote for Pepper if you never want to sit at a red light again.
Lots of red lights.
It's ridiculous.
You kind of need them, Pepper.
All red lights in the city. They'll all be gone.
So you'll be back in 2 minutes' time.
Well, now I'm at a red light.
Oh, geez.
Dang it.
But, yeah, you'll see why. But I've got everything. Did Megan? Megan? Is Megan there?
Megan. Yeah, Megan's here.
Megan. Hi, Megan.
Hi, si, senor.
Did you get my text?
I did get your text.
Yes or no?
Yes.
No, but yes or no to my text, not did you get my text?
Yes.
Yes. Did you get my text?
No.
Yes.
Love of God.
I'm just kidding. Wait, yes, I got your text. And
I hope
yes,
you run
I
out
have,
of gas.
And yes, I have an answer.
Okay.
And yes, the answer is yes.
Okay, good. Okay, there we go. We got it. Three yeses. That's what I needed.
Wait.
You're aware that the show's almost over, right? And it's Friday.
Crazy?
Yeah.
Blame the mayor.
Okay.
Blame the mayor. Okay.
He didn't address the red light situation.
Damn you, Emergy.
Ah, there. Turn green. There we go.
Okay, perfect. When you pull up, you text me. I will be right outside.
I am pulling up.
Yep.
Not now.
Just wait for it.
Robbie, there's a light. It's far away.
I know. He's going to be a while.
He's just whistling.
Pepper, we know where the light is.
We don't even know he's on the right road.
He doesn't know he's on the right road.
Yeah.
It looks familiar.
Okay, don't crash. You're almost here.
Please. Okay, we'll see.
I can see it. No, I can see the sign.
You can see what sign?
The KISS 917 station sign?
Well, we've got that digital sign, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, no, that's it. I can see it.
Okay.
I'm passing
I'm coming.
Places that I don't even know why they're businesses right
okay,
now.
Okay, Megan's on her way out right now.
Okay.
I don't know what that means.
Dylan, I can't wait. I'm so excited. Now, maybe it wasn't worth the hour and a half that it took.
Probably not.
But this smell test, this is great. Mm-hmm. And you're going to smell 5 different bags of fast food.
Okay.
And identify simply by the smell of the bag and the food inside and the, you know, the memories that kind of brings about.
Yes, yes.
You know, oh, somebody took my spot.
Of course they did. You've been gone for an hour and 20 minutes.
I can just pull up in front. I won't be back at work very long. okay. And then, okay, Megan, I'm here.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
We're gonna play a song here, Pepper.
Oh, and I hope it's a good one.
Okay, and we'll see you in a second.
Even less.
Yeah, okay. Sounds good.
Okay, more. But I'll see you in a few seconds.
Okay.
Perfect. Be careful.
Okay, let me turn maps off here. I don't want to waste my data.
No,
okay. Bye.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
I don't know if this is gonna be fun.
I think it is.
It costs a lot of money, so. Here,
how much did you spend?
So Dylan is blindfolded. I don't know. I'll add it up later and be told I can't expense it.
Yep.
But I hope you enjoy your five meals here, Dylan.
Aren't we all eating?
Oh, we can. Sure.
Oh, thank God.
I got stuff for everybody. So here's what happened. I don't even know how we got onto the... Oh, because of Pitbull.
Right.
Because we wondered that we all thought that Pitbull was the celebrity that smells most like cologne.
Mm-hmm.
And then somehow it got onto a conversation you and your girlfriend had a few days ago.
Yeah. We were just talking the other night, oddly enough, that we should do a contest of could you tell where you're eating from by smelling a bag?
Right. And nobody is better at where he's eating from than Dylan. There was, if you went through the archives of the Pepper and Dylan Show, there was one of what I found to be the most amazing moments where I put, you know, I, you were right, Dylan. I was wrong. I admitted it. Where Dylan said he could tell every breakfast sandwich in the city apart.
Yes.
And he went perfect. He was blindfolded. He took one bite from each breakfast sandwich, all the ones you can think of, and he nailed every single one. Just one bite and went, okay, that's McDonald's.
I think that I have a pretty good palate, but right. I don't know if I have a good nose. Like, I have, like, allergies.
So now we've got 5 different common foods.
I'm concerned.
From 5 different places. Dylan, just by smell alone, Megan, you've got the bags over there?
Yes,
okay.
I do.
Just by smell alone, we don't want him even touching these bags because the shape of the bag and what's in the bag might give it away, and we don't want that to happen. Mm-hmm. Okay, so by smell alone, Dylan is going to identify each one of these. And Dylan, I have full faith in you.
I don't know if I can, honestly.
Let's
not just saying that.
Let's see how he does. Here we go. Bag number one.
All right, we're dipping in.
Robbie, how do you think he's going to do?
I think he's
going to
do okay, except the bag contamination I'm worried about.
Because they're all close
all
together.
Kind of together.
Yeah,
all right, ready?
It's fine. Open the bag.
Dylan, no, leave that one for the last,
oh,
though.
You want that last?
That's the one I'm a little uncertain about.
Really? Because I would have thought otherwise.
Maybe. I don't know. And it's also really funny. Okay.
Okay. All right. Then we'll go with this guy.
Okay. Here we go.
There's
number one.
Bag of dog poop. I'm going to be so mad at you.
Oh, damn it. I should have. Bag number one, Dylan.
Okay.
Okay. Which one is it? Let me see what you have there.
See, I don't know a lot of these places.
That might be tricky.
Okay. Okay, so sniff.
What did you just touch
that was
my
just,
nose?
That was just the spoon. Oh, Megan's really taking advantage of Dylan with the blindfold on.
I can't.
He's been so mean to me.
Okay, take a
morning.
Deep whiff.
I can't.
Where's the bag? Like, I need to know where the bag is.
Let him
put
hold
the
it.
Hands down. No, he can't hold the bag.
Okay, where's the bag?
Okay, I put it right there. Oh, God.
This one, I would say, if I'm to give a hint, you're least familiar with.
Look at him sniff.
It doesn't really have a smell.
Yeah,
though.
And that's what was my fear with that one.
It doesn't. Yeah, there's. It's got to be like a sandwich inside of a container or something.
Yeah. Do you want to open up?
Well, that's hard.
Open up the item.
Open the item.
Open the packaging of the item
that's
so that
very hard.
He can get a little. Yeah.
It
here we go.
It doesn't really have
item
a smell.
Number one. Okay, presenting a bit of a challenge here. Okay. Yeah.
He's rubbing his face on it.
Where's the bag?
It's not a bag. It's the actual thing.
Oh.
He's sniffing. Oh, he's got his nose right in it.
Like a dog.
Wow.
Okay. I have no idea.
Okay, put that aside. Okay. Item number one I thought would be the trickiest. Wait, let me see. What are you grabbing for item number two now?
That's weird.
Item number two. All right.
That, I don't.
Number
one didn't have much smell, guys.
I know. Item number two. Let me see. What's that one? Let me see there. Yeah. I'll nail this in a second. In a second.
Oh, boy.
I'll leave it in the bag.
Yeah,
for the
yeah. Sniffy ready? Sniff.
Okay, that's familiar.
Okay.
Hang on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Where's the bag?
Right there it is. There it is. Put his face is right in it.
Okay.
Why didn't I do dog poop?
Jeez, that would have been
really
bad.
Yeah. You should let me know. My house was 8 minutes away. Could have grabbed some for
There's poop closer.
Okay, I'm not going to say, but I think I know what that one is.
Okay. So item number two, he thinks he knows. So, okay.
All right.
Item number three.
That smells familiar.
You can totally tell with that. Okay. Item number three. Yeah.
Item number three.
Okay. Take a big whiff of item number three, Dylan.
Don't smell anything yet.
Oh, yeah.
This one will be...
This one, pretty.
Oh!
Yeah. He knows it.
Yeah, he knows. I got a whiff, and I was like, how would you know?
Oh, he's just loving it.
Okay.
You got that
one? So that one is for sure the dub.
Okay, yes.
I think it's got onion rings in it.
Nailed it!
Item number three. That's do you want to guess what the actual order is, Dylan?
Teen burger with onion rings.
He's nailed the order as well. He's nailed it by smell. Okay. Item number four.
Let's see.
This is what I'm curious about. This is what took so long. So item number four is...
Weird. Oh, that's a hot dog.
He's got it. Yep.
What? That's a hot dog from somewhere. Costco?
Yeah. He's got it.
I think that's a hot dog from Costco, which makes number two McDonald's.
Number two is McDonald's.
Yes. And number one, I do not know yet.
All right. You have one more, though. Yeah,
there's one more here for you, Dylan.
That smelled good.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Here's the final.
One smells like wood.
Yeah.
What is that?
That's the last one.
His face is right in that bag.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
I thought this one might trick you a little bit because it has much more of a... Yeah, if you open it, maybe. The to-go doesn't smell nearly...
Why does it smell like wood?
Yeah.
Well, paper's made from trees.
Okay, well...
Yeah. Okay, thank you, Robbie. Very good.
It's going to be the thing itself.
Okay, let's see if he can get it. He's got the first four. Number five...
His nose is right in it.
I don't know if he's going to be too familiar with this.
It smells kind of like Subway.
It's Subway. He's got
it.
He's got it. Yes.
Wait, so then what's number one?
Okay, bring back number one more time.
Number one?
I'm pretty impressed with myself right now.
Yeah.
I am very... My girlfriend's probably so turned on at the house right now. She's sitting there and she's like, man, is that guy sexy?
All right. Yeah. Here's the thing. Again, not the bag.
It's like a pancake almost.
Really?
But I don't know what it smells like.
This is one of my favorites.
I'm smelling the bag. That's very tough. It is very tough.
But the thing itself, if you've known,
I don't know what it is.
Right,
I'm sorry.
Number one. And you? Why would you? You never go there. Tim Hortons Farmer's Wrap was number one.
Okay. My fave. I love Farmer's Wrap.
Number two was indeed McDonald's. Number three was indeed A&W. Number four was Costco. And number five was Subway. Yeah, there you go.
Wow.
Filling you out.
Oh, my gosh.
That Subway, by the way, just for you, buddy.
Yeah.
That's a tuna sub.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Happy Friday. Thank God it's Friday. We get to stay up late tonight. Have a good day. We'll see you Monday from 5:30 till 10.
Wow. Now have a good day. 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 Now have a good day.
Well done, Dylan.
I am so happy about this.
And you get to eat it all.
Thank you so much. I just can't believe it.
Except
you did
the tuna
well.
Sub. I know you won't eat the tuna
No,
sub.
Nobody yeah, will. Okay. It goes right in the garbage.
This is how we head into the weekend watch party tonight. Hope you have fun if you're going to that. Obviously, 8:30 the game. Robbie, the rights and wrongs, the arguments, the discussions that led to us having to turn to the audience to get the correct answers.
Okay, starting it off. Should Pepper have spent all last weekend calling a 12-year-old, pranking her, or just block her number?
Prank.
You're right.
Get pranked.
That kid starts prank phone calling me. I'm going to prank phone call her right back.
Yeah, but you made like a 3-day project.
And they were so threatening.
Didn't you set an alarm for late at night?
Yeah, to wake her up and prank phone
and
call.
And threaten to kill?
Hey, she's 12 years old, whatever. You want to prank phone call me? I'm going to call you. Mm-hmm. Plain and simple. I could block the phone number, but where's the fun in that?
Right.
I said words that kid's never heard before.
Yeah.
I said words that would put me in jail, Dylan.
I think we all agree, and Dylan gets a point, because, yeah, you should have blocked her.
Just grow up a little bit.
Don't be antagonized.
Yeah. Don't you prank phone call me, damn it.
Be the dad.
No. Ooh, never be the bigger person.
This one I'm concerned for you for, Pepper.
What?
Should Pepper's fiancé be mad about the pickles?
Oh, yeah. You gave away everything of her birthday, did her birthday on the wrong day.
Yeah.
You did her dirty.
I had her, of her favorite meal delivered from New York City, including really good deli-style old-fashioned pickles. She had to go away for a week. They give you guys the pickles.
They were delicious.
Yeah, we got one pickle out of the deal. She is mad I gave those away.
I didn't even think of it.
Uh-huh.
But no, you're she should be mad.
I lost that one.
Dylan, you got the point.
Woo!
2-0. To the ocean we go.
Mm-hmm.
Is it buoy or boy?
Yeah.
What was it? It was boy.
Buoy.
Right?
Inflatable things. Is it buoy or boy?
Oh, no, it's buoy. It depends
it's
if you're
buoy.
An American.
You said buoy. You and I said boy.
Right.
It's a boy. What did we find out, Robbie?
Well, we found out Americans say buoy.
Mm-hmm.
The Brits, where we get a lot of our language from, say boy.
Yeah. Everybody was right.
They got an accent.
Nice. It was very anticlimactic.
So did the boy, Mug.
We all got a quarter of a point.
Yeah.
So, Dylan, you've got 2.25.
I'll take it.
do you know stuff so well you forget it?
Si, senor.
Yeah, see, it's Dylan weird. Thought that
we
was
would.
Stupid.
You do. So many people agreed with
you. I had a second. What is that color again? Oh, red. That's right. You know, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Ridiculous.
It's true, though. It happens.
Yeah, I know.
We're going to give Pepper that point.
Thank you.
Are you that friend?
Mm-hmm.
This could mean a lot of things.
Yeah.
But in this case, it's because you're that friend.
I am that friend.
Mm.
That friend that just gets caught up in semantics, annoys everybody. Oh, my God, here we go. It's like the friend.
The eye roll friend.
You don't want, but you have.
But you love.
And you
Thank
love.
You. Thank you very much. Yeah.
But you love.
Yeah, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
I like being that guy.
So we'll give Pepper that point.
Aw.
Is your voicemail set up?
I could not believe this.
Yeah.
Do most people have their voicemail set up?
I would think so.
No.
We did
this
a
voicemail has not been
weird.
Initialized.
Yeah, we did a test, did some calling around. Yep. No. So, Dylan, you get the point.
Thank Way you. Go, I love points.
Are we thinking about Hugh Jackman enough?
No.
Not nearly. Did you guys talk about Hugh Jackman while I was gone?
No. Yeah.
We did.
You
we did?
Did. Good. Okay.
How he smells, didn't it?
Yeah.
Hugh
Jackman.
Pepper even set an alarm to think about Hugh Jackman.
Goes off every day.
Because we are not thinking about him enough. Pepper,
he's
you get the
awesome.
Point.
I love Hugh Jackman. I'm going to think about him every day for the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm. If you bake cookies and bring them into work, should it be more than one cookie per person that you give out?
And should you burn them or not?
Also, it's dependent on the size.
Little dry, Megan.
Here's the thing, okay? At the end of the day... I did it because I wanted to do something nice. I had a busy day. I thought, you know what? The guys deserve some cookies.
Very
and even though I've been given garbage food in my life by my Nana, who always burnt everything,
Poor Nana.
I was
Nana's
taught
that.
that you have to just say thank you and be nice about
it. Not when you burn it that bad.
It wasn't that bad.
I said thank you. I just felt like a baggie with one cookie in it. Could have had two. Three.
All I'm saying is that you hurt my feelings.
What did we find out, Robbie? When you bring cookies into work, should you give everybody more than one?
Yeah.
Yeah, you should. Sorry, yeah, Megan. Sorry, hey, the audience has spoken. Yeah. Sorry.
Pepper gets the point.
I hear you that.
I know.
And then how many pairs of extra undies do you pack for a four-day trip?
Can't believe you, Dylan.
You guys plan on soiling yourself every couple hours when you go on a trip.
Four extra pair of underwear, a total of eight every time.
Mm-hmm. So two per day.
Yeah.
Sometimes you laugh a little too hard, too, and you do a little piddle.
A little piddle.
Yep. Sometimes you sweat.
Yeah, sweat.
Sometimes you spill stuff on them.
Be prepared,
you don't wipe
Dylan.
As good.
Yeah, okay.
Things
Something
happen.
Could happen, and people said, yes, you should probably bring an extra one every day, so eight for 4 days.
Double.
Bring five for 4 days, Dylan. Oh, my God.
Crazy.
I'm not lending you underwear next time we go away.
I don't want your underwear.
Robbie?
With 5.25 points, Big Coyote Pepper wins.
Whoa!
Awesome. Enjoy your weekend. Dylan, any final thoughts?
Yes. If you this weekend are thinking about the Oilers and want to party, 24 Donald Place is where Pepper's cooking up for Robbie's friends. Pop on by and be part of the fun.
Okay, thank you. Have a good weekend.
The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.